Everybody, it's Falling Dominoes, your show in the know. It's Monday, May 15th. You know, as always, my co-host, William Red Pillum. I'm Greg McGill. We've got William Red Pillum with us. Willie Red Pilly. How you doing, Will?
Hey, Greg. Doing good.
Hey, buddy. Hey, anybody wants to call in? The number is 855-492-6049. We'd love to have people call in. The topic tonight, you know, we're going to talk about the good old Hall of Hope. In so many words, you know, if we have a guest, Monica Schaefer, that's supposed to be joining us shortly. And she has an amazing story, and we would just start from there. I'd love to hear her story. Oh, Will.
Yes, I'm so excited to talk to her.
Me too.
I've known about her experience here for a couple of years. And I've heard interviews that she's had with Erica Seri, two of them to be exact. One of them included Dennis Wise, the maker of the documentary.
Yeah. We'd love to get him on here.
That was a recent, I'm sure he would come on.
Yeah.
So, and they had a thing, I listened to this interview a couple of weeks ago, and it was such a fantastic interview. I mean, it's such a fantastic story that Monica has, and her attitude is just so unbelievably great. And
for to be through that, and get as much flack as she does, I'm sure. I mean, just today I saw on a Trump site, you know, and somebody put up something about the Holocaust, something about the Auschwitz or whatever, and just all these people that just get on there and just they're so suckered by it. It's still got a huge hold of the public. Over everybody.
Yes, it does. And that's what makes it the greatest crime in human history.
Man,
the greatest extortion racket in human history. And so many people are suffering because of this.
Yeah.
So many people have been suffering because of this lie. And it is intolerable, and it has to end. And the world is doubt about
it. The linchpin lie. We've talked about that here on Falling Dominoes. You know, that if that one and the Hitler myth is destroyed, you know, then the myth of American exceptionalism goes away, and then I guess Uncle Joe wasn't a war hero, right? That's another thing. You know, when they find that out, that the Germans weren't what they
say. Well, let me say something about that. Let me say a little something about that. You can't take away the valor of the soldier fighting in any war.
On any side, right?
Right. So yes,
and they try to do that.
War hero. Because he went and fought for his country. He didn't know what the reasons were happening up at the upper echelon.
But that really doesn't excuse it so much, especially now. You know, they should be, you know, saying, hey, we fought the wrong side. These people would get any new information.
Yeah.
But they refuse. They still think they did us a favor.
Yeah.
They didn't do us any favors.
We are up
in case anybody's been keeping score.
Something, yeah. I mean, we are. It's and you're right. You know, the other lies fall away too.
It just takes them all down.
Take out the linchpin,
the biggest one.
Though, yeah, when you take away the linchpin, then it's easy to topple the other ones.
Right.
When you get the main one, when you find out that you know about Hitler, that you don't need to feel guilty for being a European person, and
right.
sell
take that
and
away.
Willingly
yeah.
wipe yourself off the face of the planet because of white guilt, then
yeah.
You know,
how about the virtue signaling that's been going on lately? Right? How about all that virtue signaling from every white person, every white liberal, every white cucked out white? Oh, there's all kinds of great stories we could talk about right now with, you know, like, the look at me, I'm not a racist. I'm better than that. And I love black people. And I mean, the signaling that they have to do constantly. Oh, it's incredible. It's everywhere.
And, you know, it really plays into the divide and conquer scheme, and it really actually ends up hurting black people. Because
all this is hurting black people.
The message that they give to black people is that it's a message of supremacism. Oh, see, look at me, I'm not racist. Ah.
Yep.
It's an actual message of supremacy when you behave that way.
Yep.
Because you're talking down to somebody when you act like that.
Right.
When you act like they're not equal to you and that they're so persecuted and they're so, you know, that you're better than them or
right.
I don't know. I'm not putting it correctly.
I would love to have Darnell call in about this, you know, because he's qualified to speak on Darnell.
We have to get him. Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I can text him while we're on the show.
Absolutely.
If later on, you know, if after. Anyway, we'll see how it goes. Yeah.
So is Monica?
Yeah.
Wow.
There's a lot to talk about.
Did Monica make it yet? We need to.
No, I guess not.
Maybe.
She was supposed to. She had texted me.
Did we send her a reminder?
I think she. Yeah. I mean, I'm hoping her phone. I didn't. You know what? She had. Let's see. Yesterday, I got something from her because her accounts were locked out or something. And I got it from someone.
Yeah.
She said, I know to call in at the show. And I just gave a thumbs up, like, okay, she knows, you know. So I don't know. Maybe we should try texting her.
Maybe there are,
is there any way you can right
in.
Now?
Sorry?
Is there any way you can get a hold of her right now? I don't know if I can do it on the phone. I mean, let me see if I can hang on. See if I can hang on here. Yeah. Also, we have the phone. This phone issue. The phones are, broken. A lot of the phones are out right now. So I'm hoping that's not affecting her. I'm looking for her.
She's calling from outside of the country too. I believe she's calling from
Canada.
Oh,
she is.
Yeah.
Oh shoot.
That could be the problem.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Could be.
Really trying to get on.
Right.
Get on.
Might not be able to
catch.
Their phones are. I saw online that the phones are down all over, like all different areas. They're just Verizon and Sprint and AT&T and all of them. They're just all the carriers. They're all having trouble right now in certain areas. So I mean,
it's probably a
could easily be that, and that's why we're not getting her.
Kind of inside of some kind of Israeli microchips to better listen
yeah, right?
in and get some AI into the whole system.
So, you know, gentlemen,
when
I usually
happen?
Say,
up,
gentlemen,
Richard?
Perhaps if she can't connect with phones, I generally don't mention it over on the air regarding callers because it could be abused by trolls. But there is an option of the link as a means of connecting to the conference. I can text you gentlemen the link and. If you want to try to send it to her, she could try connecting with her. She could connect with her browser. In future, it would be good for you to mention that to guests, you know, the link option, because especially if they're out of the country, then they won't necessarily have that toll-free aspect. I don't know how that translates. So the browser option, I'll send the link to you again now. And maybe you guys could send that to her
that's gonna help
just
me
in
right
case.
I'm looking
right now
to find the message she sent me.
Mm-hmm.
And here's the thing. I can't find it in the Facebook thing because it was in it was in that other folder, and I don't even know where it went. I don't know how to get in there. Oh, boy. I'm not finding it. Great.
Well, you're okay.
I'm
waiting
hold of it right now.
Hey, hold on a second. Let me see here. So you're looking for something on.
Oh, I see her chat.
On Facebook.
Yeah, I was trying to find her. sent me from another account because and I can't find that message because it was in one of those, like, if you don't know, it goes to that folder, and I can't find that at all. I'm not finding it. It could be because I'm using this phone right now to be our connection, and it won't let me do anything on it, most likely.
Well, I'll
see. So anyway, that'd be a bummer. I mean, we could probably get it back next week, and
yeah,
we don't have to go the whole
hour. Here, I'm texting both of you the link again.
Let me try to find her email through her website.
So you have it.
Okay.
Freespeechmonica.wordpress.
Sure.
So hold on. Go ahead, and Greg, and you know what? Tell us about how your week was.
That could be. The best thing about this show is that we get people on here much, much, much more interesting than us. Thank God. Or there'd be no show if we were sitting here and talk about, we do. We get some really great guests. There's been some amazing ones already. And I got a feeling like Monica Schaefer is trying to be on right now and is having problems with the phones. I think that's a big possibility here. So we're going to go from... I'm looking too. See, I guess he's trying to find her. I'm going to my emails right now.
Who knows? Maybe all these phone companies were shut down today to stop Monica from being on Revision Media.
Right? Yeah, she's got a heck of a story to tell about being arrested and thrown in jail for just talking about a supposed historical event. You know, it's supposed to be a historical event, and you can actually go to jail for talking about it incorrectly. And is there any other event ever in history? Is there any other event now or anywhere that is illegal to question?
No. The closest thing.
No, I mean, is there any other?
No. I mean, the closest thing would be the, the official narrative of World War II itself, which is, of course, related. I mean, you had your own little brush with being blackballed as a teacher, as a music instructor.
As a musician,
right?
I'm a musician, period. I mean,
okay.
I can't work in the music because it's all just full of liberals. And I'm trying to get her to come on the show. Her name is Hillary Jones. She is an amazing professional drummer. I've known about her for like 20 years. I used to go to her clinics and stuff in San Jose. And I mean, she's just a really, really good, hell of a drummer, right? Amazing. She just said some stuff and about like, they're not victims. They were never slaves. And she said some stats, right? And kind of like she lost all of her endorsements immediately, like all of them. Her DW endorsement, which is a lifetime endorsement, by the way. It's the best one in the drum industry to get something like that, lifetime. They dropped her immediately. And then all her other, I believe, she lost all her sponsorships, was immediately like every drummer, all the musicians were freaking out online, calling her every name in the book, wishing her dead. I can find it. So I can find what she said. It wasn't that bad. It was just, she's just bringing up some stuff. Look, you were never slaves. You have to quit acting like you were, just stuff everybody's thinking. Really?
Yeah. Good for her.
But yeah,
it's really great when people can expose people's Pavlovian responses and
she lost everything.
Just behave like dogs, and just, like animals.
The virtue signaling over that one. Oh my God! Oh, here we go. I got it right here. You want me to read it?
Yeah.
This is what Hillary Jones. She said. This is what she said online. It was like an online response, or she posted it, or something. I don't know. Anyway, you were never a slave. You've had tremendous advantages in this country. With affirmative action, the lowering of standards to accommodate those of you who couldn't measure up, simply to give you something you didn't deserve, and you still complain. The excuses you make for your shortcomings are pathetic, but have zero to do with racism, slavery, or any of the popular copays you invent. Your people kill more of my people than the other way around. You rape, pillage, and pilfer, and everyone knows it. You ought to thank your lucky stars that you live in the greatest country in world history, but you are too stupid and ungrateful to acknowledge it, so you don't deserve it. Property rights is a key fundamental principle in our society and constitution. So in that you obviously don't concur, you do well to repatriate yourself to that shithole motherland where thuggery and theft rule the day. That kind of there's no place in the United States of America. The writing and earning this IQ, which is an anti-Anglo-Saxon culture. Anglo-Saxon culture is responsible for the invention of America and why you enjoy this.
Breaking up there, Greg. I can't hear you. I'm breaking up there, buddy.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, she said,
last
30
seconds or so.
Yeah.
Oh, that sucked. Oh. Well, yeah, anyway, there wasn't one lie. She didn't say anything, you know, that wasn't true.
Right.
You know? So, but it cost her all her endorsements, and, like, she's become an instant pariah in the music business. And being called all kinds of names, filthy names, white supremacist, and all this other, you know. So
what was her name again? Sorry, I missed it.
Hillary Jones. And I want to get her on the show. I've talked briefly with her online. You know, she's glad that there's other people that support her. But
I'm going to support her for sure.
Exactly. Because she didn't say. I mean, all of it was. If you don't like it, basically she was telling them to leave, you know, instead of burning the place down, go, you know?
Well, here's the thing. You're getting paid by, you're a proxy warrior for the slave masters. So it's like that group, the BLM, is volunteering to be slaves again. And that's mass immigration is too. Mass immigration is sold to them as, oh, you're going to have this great, it's going to be great, and it will, too. But, I mean, I guess it will. I guess it's better here than it is there. Some of those countries in Africa are absolutely war-torn, partly due to Israel.
Some of them are okay, but most of them are a mess.
Wars.
And that's where you want to go?
Yeah. So I don't know where they're just coming from all over, Libya and places like that.
Places we bomb.
Right. So,
really, the refugee crisis is easy to stop. It's just the bombing.
Yeah.
We could probably get rid of it, wouldn't it?
Yeah. And that's why I have that song called Make Mexico a Great Place for Mexicans to Go.
Right.
You want me to play?
Shouldn't they all? Like, any of these countries where they come from, they want to come here. Yeah. I mean, if
it comes
through. That's the problem. It's the sound quality. We can't. It's really muddy when you try to play over it on here. You can barely hear it. It just. I mean, that sucks. We'd have to have it recorded and then play a version. You know, on the air.
Yeah.
It's the only way it's going to sound right.
Yeah. In the future, if you ever want to send. If you ever want to send me MP3s ahead of time, I can play it on the streaming software.
Play them on the show.
Yeah.
Perfect.
That probably sounds...
Oh, Ellie, do you think you can get a hold of her?
Well, I sent a message already. Through the website.
Okay.
Through her website. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yep. So, hopefully she gets in touch with us.
Yeah, I think
she might
be having some of the problems that's going on with
Monica. Well, we can kind of tell. I mean, I think I know her story pretty good. And we could.
Right, yeah.
Sure. Spoiler alert, but we'll still want to have her on another day. So you guys
I want to still have her on. Don't talk. We can talk about other stuff.
No.
I got an email right here.
I don't know if it would ruin it. I was just saying it would. I was just joking. It would be a spoiler alert.
No,
but we still would like to.
We'll get her on again.
Yeah. But I mean, when did this happen with her brother? Anyway, when did he get incarcerated?
Yeah. So let me just give the couple of minute nutshell here. So,
yeah, do the Reader's Digest version.
Yeah. So there is a video 6 minutes long that she made and her brother produced, called Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust, and it's on BitChute. You can find it. It's 6 minutes and 47 seconds long. Go to BitChute and look for Sorry Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust, and you'll see the whole root of everything here. So when she played that for some family members in Germany, some cousins reacted and said, no, 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 you're bad, and they turned her into the police. And in Germany,
it was a private film for family members. Is that right?
It was
really?
A private showing.
A private film. It wasn't even broadcast. She didn't even put it out there for people. Can you imagine? This was a private something, and it wasn't even out there
right.
for
your
everybody
own
to see it.
Family. Her own family.
Wow.
Turned her into the authority.
Wow.
And, I mean, that is how. This is
wow.
That this satanic anti-human
taking over Germany. Oh yeah,
has on the mind of the people. It's so sick.
The German people, yeah, they're the most conquered and cucked people there is. There's nobody more conquered than the Germans. It's so sad
knowing about this.
So sad.
And so, Greg, let me finish though.
Yeah, go ahead.
Let me go through the whole thing. And so, where was I? Oh, okay.
They made
so,
a film.
She had to go to jail for 10 months, and her brother went to jail for, got sentenced at first for 3 years, but now they keep finding new charges, and they keep making up new charges. So it's looking like he'll be there longer. And she got out after 10 months, but when she got out, people were telling her, you better leave and get out of Germany as soon as possible.
10 months?
So she did manage, because they were going to come up with new charges for her, too. So I don't know why they, you know, I'm not really sure all the details around.
They let her go, though. They let her out after 10 months. Wow.
Yeah, it just seems kind of sick, like they were trying to have fun or something. I don't know.
That's a long time to be in there for that. But they were going to come get her again, obviously, and they're going to drum up new charges. And she was told to get out of Germany, right?
Yes.
Good.
No, she was told by people, you know, that she was close to there that, you know, you better get out of there. So,
got to get out.
She knows a lot about, you know, Ernst Zundel and his trial and Sylvia Stolz,
Ursula Haberbach?
Hold on, Greg. Let me finish, man. So she knows about, so Sylvia Stolz was the lawyer for Ernst Zundel, and she is in jail now, I believe, for defending him.
Just for defending him.
You can't defend.
This
is the injustice that the world is suffering from, and you can't talk about it. And you know, in the United States, it's just like we have this last bit of free speech, you know, with the First Amendment, and we're going to have to fight to
barely
hold on to
hanging
that.
On. Barely.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. What about Ursula Haberbach? Is she still in prison for Al Haberbach?
Yeah, as far as I know, she's still there. So.
And all she did was tell how it was when she was a child. How Germany, what was Germany like when she was a child, right? That's all she talked about. She didn't even really do anything else. Like, oh, no, she says it was a great
called
place.
It out
we all loved
lie.
It. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I don't
yeah.
know if that
all right. Well, hey, there you go. I mean, that's you're considered a criminal in Germany.
She sent a letter to the officials of Germany, and she said, where is the evidence?
Oh, that's right.
Holocaust.
I remember that. Wow.
She was arrested and thrown in jail for that. And she's 90 years old, and she's in a jail for just asking questions. This is who took over the world after World War II, who won World War II, the ADL. This is the ADL. This is, you know, the World Zionist Congress. This is all these just extremely numerous Jewish organizations that are so racist and so supremacist and so hateful and so evil, and they have done so much criminal damage to us, to the Gentile people, all the people of the world.
Oh yeah.
And
to all non-Jews
in their religious text, which they should have become Christians, they should have followed Christ, but they didn't. Their religion became a zombie after that, and then it continues, and it's just festered into this beast that it is 2,000 years later.
Yeah, Judeo-Christianity. That's what it is now. It's called Judeo-Christianity.
Yeah.
They made sure to put the Judeo first. So anybody who identifies as that is saying, well, I'm a Jew first. Judeo.
Mm-hmm.
That's a great
because
it's a qualifier of a word. It changed the meaning of the word. What's
it's
that?
Like Christian Zionism.
Christian Zionism. And,
yeah, they're both oxymorons.
Well, even an entire...
Yeah, they are.
I mean, even an entire version of the Bible was made a far more Jew-friendly, kosher-friendly. Isn't that the Schofield edition?
Yeah, that's the Schofield Bible, right?
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, they've had a rewrite.
The NIV? I've never actually seen Schofield.
No, that's a different one. That's the New International Version. See, there's those people, they take them and they rewrite them. It's like, how are you supposed to think this is what Scripture actually said after so many times that it's been, you know, people mess with it, changed it. King James, right? That was the one that's most accepted, I think, as far as the King James one.
King James is the original.
Yeah.
I know. And then there's been so many different versions. I mean, the King James version can be a little bit hard to read because it's Old English.
Thousands of those.
And all this, you know, words. Ye and thou and everything.
Old English.
But there's just some basic scripture that makes it really obvious that Judaism and Christianity are absolutely not compatible. They're not sister cousin religions or any of that.
It's historical context. You put them together like that.
Yeah. Like we talked about with E. Michael Jones last week, you know.
Yeah.
Historical context. And, you know, there are still quotes in Scripture that from the Old Testament that you got to be real careful. There's all that racism and that hate that's in the
Old
Testament.
Yeah, the first five books are something else. They're literally the Jewish Torah. I don't know how anybody can think that it's compatible with...
Deuteronomy 7:20. One really interesting thing, Greg, you mind if I just wanted to bring up is the Jehovah's Witnesses and how during the time of Zionism, right, in the late 1800s, that was the same time when the Jehovah's Witness, Charles Taze Ruffles, the leader, was, I believe, I've read that he was also a 33rd degree Mason. And you can't be a 33rd degree Mason without knowing about just how evil the whole plan is, and Zionism and the New World Order and everything. That's the highest degree.
Right.
And
right,
so right after, one thing to note is that the plan, the Zionist plan, was to destroy the monarchies, or the Zionist or communist plan, or the revolutionary plan, the Jewish revolutionary plan, was to destroy all the monarchies of Europe. And so what Charles Taze Russell of the Jehovah's Witnesses said right after Franz Ferdinand, the monarch of Austria-Hungary, and his wife Sophie were murdered by the, you know, nationalist Gavrilo Princip.
Dr. Alex Sobrowski talked about that. Yeah,
right. We argued about the motivation.
Yeah, a little bit
for that.
Yeah, it was cool.
And you know, he argued that he was just a Serbian nationalist that they were repressed by the Austro-Hungarian Empire.
Right.
And hey, there may have been some truth to that. There's probably some truth to that. But you see,
well, I wouldn't see that as a reason.
The war. Who turned, you know, a skirmish between two countries into a world war, these chess movers, you cannot discount their role, right, in the situation.
All right.
We have to acknowledge, because it really broke out into that whole world war. First, you know, because there were pacts between Serbia.
The first Zionist war. We could call
Serbia
it that, the first Zionist war.
What's that?
Yeah. We can call it that. Hey, I got a suggestion for tonight, since it looks like Monica, since we're having technical difficulties with her, that we just do an hour tonight, and then next week we will, you know, so at 9 o'clock we could just end it tonight. You know what I mean? And then next week we'll see what happened and try to get her on, then we'll do the full 2 hours.
Okay.
I went to the dentist today, so my mouth is really fried too. I had a bunch of work done, dental work. Yeah.
Understood.
Yeah. So, man, I don't even know where to, there's a lot of topics there's so much going on, you guys. We're going to nail it down to start with.
Yeah. maybe we should discuss what's going on currently.
Yeah, let's talk
right
about
now.
that.
It's I mean, in a nutshell, it's like, uh-oh. So basically, I'm trying to look at it from their perspective. They're basically saying, my view on it is, uh-oh. I mean, not that they hadn't planned this for decades, but
right.
The Goyim are finding out. We need to accelerate. We need to accelerate Agenda 21. The Goyim know. And so let's accelerate it because everybody's waking up. We have to hurry up and get it done.
Right.
It's really scary what's coming. I don't know, man. I
really don't have any predictions. I don't know, you know, because honestly, this whole thing caught me off guard. I never knew that this was I mean, obviously, it's been planned for a while, but how it just all, you know, I never would have thought, oh, we're going to have a pandemic. Like, I didn't see this coming. Did you? Nobody did.
No, I did not. And not see
none of my friends did.
There. False flag. But it really
right.
is. It's working,
it's a
isn't
false
it?
Flag. Yeah, I mean, it's huge.
They know that.
I mean, I'm not denying. I believe that there's a virus. Of course, there's a virus. I'm just not saying there's not a virus. It's just the way that this one has been handled. But it was all, you know, by design.
Yeah.
Not just some accident. It, that's all.
Have you looked into Judy Mikovits' book, Plague of Corruption, or watched her video, Plandemic? Oh,
wow.
Man.
No. Oh, I watched a bit of that video, Plandemic. That was the one that was first out there, and then they kept pulling it down off of everywhere.
Yeah, right. Well, that's one of them. The one right before that came out were Dan Erickson, Masihi, I forgot his first name, but they're two doctors. For accelerate, I believe that urgent care in Fresno, California, down in or
right.
Bakersfield, down in Kern County somewhere, and they have 7 urgent care clinics, and they did studies, and they came up with raw data that proved the whole thing was ridiculous. That the procedures being put in place were unnecessary and actually were harming people more. They were disrupting herd immunity. They were stopping.
Disrupting it. Not helping it, but making it worse.
Normally happen.
Yeah.
Yeah. Normally, you know, healthy people will get the virus and carry it and not get sick and develop antibodies and pass those antibodies on to the rest of the people. And so that will that causes herd immunity. Everybody going around in this satanic ritual voluntarily, like little sheep wearing their masks, not that I haven't worn my mask.
Right. Well, I've had to. No, only, I'm only
yeah.
just required.
Yeah. Yeah. But you know, it's really sad to watch. You know, just entire groups and congregations of people just obeying this horror.
Yeah.
And E. Michael Jones actually. He compared it to, in one of his videos, compared it to in the 70s, they came out with Deep Throat. And that was when the Jews were subverting big time, and, you know, and they were pushing into, you know, and the Catholic Church was objecting. Well, they finally got porn legalized, I guess, in the 60s or something.
Right.
And in the 70s, Deep Throat.
Obscenity laws,
right,
or whatever.
Deep Throat came out. Guess what came out? Alien. And on Alien, that's when they had the big aliens over the mouth of the person, and then the alien goes down in their stomach. Well, just look around at everybody. Does it not look like the same thing when everybody's wearing a mask?
Right.
Everybody
yeah.
wearing a mask.
Well, the alien over the top of your face. Yeah. Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah, there's so many things that are wrong with this whole shutdown, this whole COVID shutdown, definitely. It's just, you know, it's obviously, clearly, every single model was completely wrong. Right. And
it's an act of terrorism that is taking place against people.
They're saying it's the biggest. Some people are saying it's the biggest hoax ever. I beg to differ. I think the Holocaust is much more of a bigger hoax. This one is cost. Well, I don't know. They might be equal in how much they're costing. If this one happened right
it's
away, when you shut everything down.
Yeah, I mean, it's definitely the biggest one in terms of participants.
Right.
The entire planet. It's the first one they've ever gotten the entire planet So that's kind of the precursor towards world government. If they can get the world to obey, you know.
Well, they've already had the largest.
What's more powerful than the JMSM then?
They've already had the single greatest transfer of wealth in all of history occurred during this with the relief money. And they ultimately, in the aftermath with this state-enforced tracking system, all leading up to the vaccine industry profits and chipping to really, in the future, be able to track you everywhere and for everything. But originally, it'll be to justify, well, you have to get two different shots for this type of vaccine, and we need to know the type of shot you got and where you got the other one to make sure we don't have from different facility, different manufacturers that are incompatible. We haven't had time to test any of this, so we need to track you very well. And that will eventually be ushering in biometric chipping on a mass scale for these people to, you know, track everything we do, as I say, and eventually they can bring in the cashless society through that, bring in a one-world government through that. So I think it's very important, and that way it can compare to World War II as far as handing the world over to communism yet again, more thoroughly in this totalitarian technocratic sort of enforcement with the chipping. I think that's the biggest concern coming down the pike in the next couple of years.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, that's another big one to get everybody out.
Yep, and that ship is, that's what Bill Gates is working on, right? So Bill Gates and his vaccine, I'm a little quiet, so you mentioned it was you get the vaccine first, you get another one, and then they have the biometric chipping.
Well, it might, from what I understand, I mean, it might evolve into a chip. Initially, it might just be a marker under the skin, they're saying, that they can scan.
Yeah.
But eventually, I see it evolving down the line in future years. I mean, they're getting you more and more used, the public more and more used to this sort of thing. And eventually, they'll be able to chip everyone just like we do our pets. And it won't even be given a second thought anymore. So it's ushering in that era is the unfortunate thing. But yes, the vaccine,
sure it is. And also,
but the vaccine is going to alter you. Remember, this vaccine alters your RNA permanently, your immune system permanently. And so you do not want any part of this. You don't want your family having any part of this. So it could get serious, you know. I don't know. We're all in a different situation. You sound like you're in a pretty good situation, Gregory. I mean, you're in the woods. You're armed. You know, I'm here in Chicago, in the middle of this hellhole,
Chicago.
And with the kind of gun laws here, I need to relocate, but I plan to do that. It just might not be soon enough. So I don't know how on the state level we're going to have to each fight this, and just like the IRS, you know, this is usually fought one-on-one, unfortunately. If we could gather in mass to fight the vaccine agenda, this whole tracking plan they have, and eventually chipping, I don't want any part of this. I mean, they had a contract Bill Gates put in 2 years ago maybe it was a little less than that, but it was well before this got underway. I'll double-check here while we're on the air, but I mean, the system of tracking people for the future, he already invested in this big time way before the pandemic came out. That's a big red flag to me that this has all been premeditated.
Part of the plan. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Definitely. Here it is. Bill Gates. Here, 6 months prior to the coronavirus pandemic, Bill Gates negotiated a $100 billion contract for this contact tracing. So that's 6 months prior to it coming out, and I think that's pretty important for us to be spreading around. Yeah, $100 billion contact tracing deal with the Democratic congressman and being a sponsor. But this was...
We're being played.
Mm-hmm.
You know, again... Are people ever going to wake up? Well, I mean, we're going against the most organized people in the world, and they got everybody fighting about race right now.
Right. That's exactly what's
going on. I mean, August of 2019, you know, he's negotiating a $100 billion contact tracing contract with the government.
Right.
So that's way before anything was going on in China. If that's not a red flag, I don't know what is. This story
it's not a coincidence.
I just found this posted on RBN.
Right? That's no coincidence.
Yeah, this was just posted on RBN. Came from True Pundit website. But the title, Bill Gates Negotiated $100 billion Contract Tracing Deal, is the start of the title. If anyone wants to check it out.
Are you going to have it up here on Revision Media? Are you going to have it up on the site, or is there any way to? There's no. We can't really do that, huh?
I don't usually repost. If someone wants, we have a chat room. I don't have it on the homepage anymore, but there's a chat room people could use. Revisionmedia.chitango.com. But
there you go.
Other than that,
this is Falling Dominoes on Revision Media.
Yeah.
Richard, your show is Wednesday nights, right?
Right. On Wednesday, same time as yourself, 8
Arcane
Eastern,
Semantics.
7 Central.
Right. Awesome.
And then there's a round table.
I'm sending you, Richard, the
you know, that
video,
same time.
The 3-minute and 40-second video of Bill Gates Tells the Truth. It's a parody. I sent you the wrong one here. But that's a good one, too, but I'm going to send you.
I've seen that.
Oh, man.
I saw that going around
Plandemic
as well. Yeah. I didn't get a chance to watch it.
You Plandemic.
Right. Okay. Yeah. Wow. Jeez. I don't know, man. Everything's still pretty crazy and shut down around here, too. They're just starting to reopen. But Ohio kind of got one of those governors.
Wait, so I thought Ohio rejected the Confederate flag ban.
Oh, I think they might have. I don't know. I heard something about that. I don't really know about it. I was just talking about how they handled this COVID thing. They shut everything down. You know, restaurants are just now reopening. So the ones that can.
Yeah.
You know, and all the bars just opened last week.
Where is the rebel cowboy in all of this? He's today the cowboy that founded, you know, the America and that rebelled and fought against the British. Mm. And that's the white supremacist. That's the Nazi.
Well, they want everybody to think, you know, being white pretty soon is just going to be a hate crime if we don't wake people up.
Right.
This, you know, this divide, you know, the culture.
No, pretty soon it's already happening. The banks and the police and the banks and the police and the politicians are all endorsing violence against white people and going and raiding their suburbs and raping and pillaging.
Yeah. It's one of those things. Isn't it crazy how you can go online and say anything you want about white people, and if you do it about any other group, they take it down or you lose your account or whatever. But if you do it about white people, they leave it up.
Right.
For the most part.
It's thank you. It's a terrible, disgusting
full-on
injustice.
Agenda. That's for sure. It's anti-white, no doubt about
Dennis
that.
Dennis Wise in the video that with Monica Schaefer, and he pointed out a concert where this band, I don't know who it was, Red Hot Chili Peppers or somebody. It looked like it was Fly from Flea from Red Hot Chili Peppers playing bass or something. I couldn't tell. I didn't know who the band was. But they were singing, Kill the White People.
That was the Eddie Murphy thing from Saturday Night Live.
Yeah.
No, remember that?
It was a parody, I think.
Yeah,
in the, originally.
This was a concert.
That was funny.
And there was
I know, but they're doing it from the Eddie Murphy
people
thing.
Right. Yeah, they're trying to
buy my record first.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. But buy my record first. Yeah, that's great. That's Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. That was hilarious.
Oh, he made
he's
that one
of conservative wise and starts singing that. Funny. Eddie used to be
funny. Back in the '80s he used to be funny, right? We think it was funny.
For sure.
Not funny anymore.
Yeah, that was really funny. He's not funny anymore.
Well, even still, it's a slippery slope. I mean, the Talmudic control of Hollywood and the television, these networks, I mean, it was getting people accustomed to being able to laugh about, you know, blacks coming to an assembly of a white military base. What was it? Some sort of a little dinner meeting or something. And singing, kill all the white people. And you know, you're supposed to just laugh it off. So it was in the 80s ushering in the door there, you know, just like things have been all along. I mean, you know, some things could be argued were done in a positive way. I mean, going back throughout the eras, but others say that it was really leading to the confliction and just never, it's never enough as far as the mixing of societies and everything. But yeah, I mean, I don't know.
No, it's not, not until we're all gone.
Right.
Yeah.
What is the point of this? What is the point of this? It's slavery, right? Because they see, this is what they think. They think that everybody else is easier to enslave. So when you see ships.
Why? Well, yeah, we're the only ones who have ever fought back.
Been a while. And so when you see ships of people from Africa coming up over to Europe, all happy. I mean, they're not so chained together like they were in the transatlantic. Now it's just, okay, well, you're going to be wage slaves now. You're going to be slaves of our new
now
war.
We all are.
And they're all, I guess, not aware or happy to go along. But the thing is that this is, if you're a Christian, if you get that vaccine, if you get that chip, you've just signed away your soul.
In all fairness,
I believe that you will be. You just gave it up. You just I don't know if you can be redeemed after that.
Oh yeah, I agree. I mean, in all fairness, I think most people, if they don't want to do the research, they want to trust the government, these vaccines, the chipping, all of it, and without suspecting any nefarious purposes or doing their own research, I have trouble feeling sorry for them. You know, I mean, I really want the best. The best and the brightest to survive. But if we're ostracized from the entire community, we can't buy food anymore. Who knows how extreme any of this could get down the line, especially if they eliminate cash. That would be a big issue with social credit score.
That's another thing.
Social credit score.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. Well, okay, I don't think there's anything. I would argue there's nothing more powerful than the media, the JMSM. It's the most powerful force there is. It's what is driving all of this. It's because of their power that they can you know get everybody to fall in line like this. Because it's all from just TV and media. That's really simple.
I'm gonna clarify my Eddie Murphy point. I mean, sure, the networks were already becoming anti-white in their Talmudic agenda. The Talmudic agenda, which has existed ever since the Second World War, really, in our media and Hollywood. Yeah. But as far as Eddie Murphy, he was able to make fun of blacks as much as whites at times. The majority of the time, he would target whites, make fun of white people. I remember even when he dressed up like a white person with makeup and went in public and it was just trying to make fun of white people. But at the same time, he did the buckwheat character, which clearly
they keep giving him everything free.
To be willing to make fun of buckwheat, I mean, you know, you got to give him that.
Funny. Oh, yeah. I thought it was good back then. You got to be able to laugh at yourself.
Right. Yeah, it's a matter of pushing the envelope more and more. So, you know, there wasn't any of that going on in the 50s, 60s, but it was happening in the 80s, more so in the 90s, and now it's gotten to be what it is now.
Well, now we have the disease of political correctness. We have the disease of political correctness. That's just killing us. It's killing us. Killing us dead.
How do you navigate? Like, you just wish. Sometimes, did you see let me just ask this question and then ask this question. I'm going to ask you two questions. First, did you see the Candace Owens, when she was in Congress, the House Judiciary Committee, Jerry Nadler presiding over and telling her she can't say this and that. And then Tom or Tim Liu or to whatever, to the Chinese American communist from California, asking her, he pulled like a child. He takes his phone and he says, "I have a video clip of Candace Owens praising Hitler," and then playing the video, playing it back. And then he sits back and he puts his fingers together like in a diamond shape and kind of just like nervously rubbing them together. And he's got his pudgy cheeks hanging down and his lips, and he's sitting, and you're looking at his smug face, and you just can't believe the audacity, because they're purveying such an extremely disgusting lie, and they're trying to throw her under the bus. And so she goes back into a corner with it, and she starts, you know, she just starts parroting off the Hala hoax myth, and it's very sad to watch.
That's the thing. People, you know what? Hillary told me that drummer I'm telling you about, she's not going to apologize. She said, no, nothing she said wasn't true. She goes, I have nothing to apologize for. We need more brave people like that willing to take it, to take all the hits.
If you apologize, they'll hate you more. If you apologize, you'll really get screwed up. No, don't apologize at
she's
all.
She's not going to do it. I can't. I love her. I'm having so much respect for her. It's not even, you know, because that's what usually ends up happening. Look like Drew Brees or recently. Oh, I'm sorry. You know, I didn't mean all lives matter. Apparently, all isn't inclusive enough of a word to these freaking racists. They say that, you know, all lives matter is a racist statement.
Well, I don't know what upsets them more, all lives matter or blue lives matter, but there definitely is a double standard.
Oh, for sure. Oh, yeah.
You know.
Yeah, it's pretty something else.
You've got to keep going, because this thing isn't going to work out.
No.
It's just, you know.
Right.
Stay hopeful, because it does say. So it's just, it's eerie how much all of this matches exactly what was written in Revelation.
It's
just absolutely.
Revelation is pretty uncanny. Much just Christ telling us what's going to happen. You know,
right.
It's pretty much also laying out the whole plan.
Yeah.
You gentlemen have heard about the new nation of Chaz, right?
We got a couple minutes left.
Yeah, you got to address that. Come on. One of the most recent things I heard is that they decided, even though they're not letting people in or out, they're trying to extort the local whites, saying they want $10 given to a black person if you want to leave on any given day, to leave the area and come back or whatever. I mean, of course, police can't get in for any serious crimes whatsoever right now, including rapes and assaults and all that sort of thing. So there are certainly people who are there living in that six block square radius who are not consenting to it. Obviously, some who have been raped or assaulted so far that are not getting attention. And so it really is. Some of the U.S. citizens are currently incarcerated there. I mean, that's basically, you know, they're being held hostage, and that isn't getting talked about at all. They recently made a declaration.
Trump can't do anything. If he doesn't do anything, he's weak.
Well, they're going to be weak. You know, they're going to be afraid to not give in to these people. They're going to be weak because the media completely seems to control the narrative, but it's just been declared recently that Chaz at least is not going to be cut off completely. They at least want to still be able to have the waste disposal service come and take away the trash. So I say leave the trash there. That's the best way to deal with them in a hurry. But, you know, they're going to give in to something like that. They're probably going to say, okay, we'll get your trash and we'll still not be able to respond to crimes. So it's pretty ridiculous. But, yeah, we're having white people there not able to go out of the perimeter without giving, they're saying $10 to a black person. We're having businesses inside the perimeter being called upon for extortion money, protection racket is already assimilating there. And we have someone who has made the dictator. I mean, this is like, what was it? Barter Town in Beyond Thunderdome?
Sounds like Lord of the Flies.
It's Barter Town. No, you know, I'm waiting for someone like Tina Turner to be up there.
Right,
in Chaz. So
yeah,
Queen of Chaz.
Okay, Barter Town, right. Jeez. Yeah,
so
you got
funny,
it. Well,
I was just listening to her album a couple weeks ago, her greatest hits.
Cool.
Oh, I really do like the songs she
Molly,
made
sorry,
for that film.
Monica,
two songs for that film, they were pretty good.
We're going to find
out
what happened,
you know. We don't need another hero.
Yeah, that was the one.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, but, you know, I don't know. Do you gentlemen have any other insight on Chaz?
I don't now. I think it's just silly. I can't. I think the whole thing is silly. It's not even. It's hard for me to even take it seriously.
Well, it's complete communism, and the people don't see it that way. The youth, the press, they don't see it as communism, but it is. It's a Bolshevik attempt at a Bolshevik takeover, like a
test
run.
That's what Antifa is. They're the communists. Yeah. Compare them to Nazis. Well, yeah, okay, whatever. We know, all know how that goes. You know? But, yeah. We know that the Germans were the good guys. Well, anyway, we'll have to do it next week and find out what happened to Monica. I think it was the phones. And get her on. And hopefully we can do that for next week. You know?
Hopefully they don't.
What do you guys think?
Well, real quick.
I'm breaking up now. I was just going to say, hopefully
they
don't take out the trash for Chaz.
Oh, this is just a bad phone night, fellas.
Yeah, I know.
I
don't know if this is a test run.
Which you're not allowed to question.
This might be a test run for if they want to shut down all the phones later this year.
There you go.
Some people are talking about a lot of crazy predictions, like every month they want something crazy to happen. Some people are saying there could be a big crash as soon as August 1st, economic crash that just totally takes down everything globally. Others are saying that they could engineer an eruption of Yellowstone around August or September. I don't know about that one, but
that would
decimate us. I don't think they realize how horrible it would be. Similar to nuclear winter for a while. It would be just insane. You couldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. But anyway.
Yeah, that's a major fault running right through the United States right there. Yeah, it blows. Isn't there an active volcano over there?
Well, Yellowstone is expected to. It's overdue, they say, from the last time it erupted.
Yeah,
so it could be any year, any decade, any century now, basically.
Right. Wow. Ish.
Mm.
Well, my wife is. I'm gonna get going, you guys. It's, you know, like always, don't believe what you're not allowed to question here. I'm falling dominoes. I'm real sorry we didn't get to have our guest. And we're cut off short
show
tonight because the phones are weird. Something wrong with the phones. So what are we going to do?
Yeah.
We'll do it next week, though. We'll find out. We'll try to get Monica on here.
Yeah.
And we'll find out. We'll try to get a hold of her, Willie, and we'll get her on here because I can't wait to hear her story. I still can't wait.
Oh, I can't as well. I enjoyed chatting with both you gentlemen tonight. Hey, is my volume
been
okay to you both? I mean, do I sound the same volume as each of you do to each other?
Yeah, you're pretty good tonight.
I sound good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I enjoyed it. I don't know if maybe your co-host wants
to. We'll do it next week, but we'll make sure
words.
We get our guest on and stuff and see what happens.
Yeah. Any last words from each of you, gentlemen? But have a good night.
Don't believe what you're not allowed to question.
I guess I'm pretty good. Yeah.
All right. We'll talk to you. I'll talk to you guys next week. We'll stay in touch about what we're doing here for next week's show.
All right, guys. Take care.
Okay. Good night, buddy. Good night, everybody. We'll be right back.
Thank you.